This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Three-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle, big man himself, Lincoln Kennedy, Raiders analyst, joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Lincoln, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing all right here. Getting by. We got one more day to a football Friday. So I guess we'll ask kind of to start here. How have the first three games of the season gone for Antonio Pierce's Las Vegas Raiders?
Well, they're 1-2. The fact is that the offense has had struggles, has its fair share of struggling, scoring points and stuff like that. Their team's still trying to find their identity. But I think that, you know, Coach AP, Antonio Pierce, has done a good job rallying his troops. He's got to find a way to get them on the right track. And they're a little just banged up, trying to find them a way, just like the Cleveland Browns.
Lincoln, we've talked the last couple of days about Deshaun Watson and his struggles offensively, trying to get rid of the ball, finding his checkdowns. What have you seen, though, in your film preparation for this weekend that might maybe suggest something different?
Seems a little bit of relaxity on his part with not being definitive as he has been in the past with throwing the ball. And I'm not sure if that's a coaching thing, not sure if it's you know, trying to stay away from getting an injury. Who knows? But, you know, when it comes to getting on the right track, Deshaun has had trouble since he's been in Cleveland. It hasn't been easy going. So it's just still trying to find a way and find a pattern that works best for him in this offense.
So I'm curious. Antonio Pierce made some waves on, oh, gosh, I can't remember if it was this Monday or two Mondays ago, where he said that after the latest loss, some players made business decisions, and we're going to have to make some decisions too. Is there still room for that kind of blunt honesty and old-school mentality in today's football?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. When you're trying to – you're a new head coach. You're trying to instill your will in the locker room. You're trying to make it clear that, you know, as a former player, Antonio Pierce wants to hold these players accountable for their actions. It was honesty. They did not. This is after the statement you were referring to was given after the Carolina loss this past weekend, and so he was right to call out the team because it wasn't a collective effort. There were guys that out there were trying. There were other guys who weren't, and they just went through the motions and they got their butts handed to them. So he's holding the players accountable.
Looking at both teams, 1-2 right now. I think if either team, you know, ultimately is going to end up 1-3. Teams that go 1-3 early in the season, do they still have a chance late in the season to make the playoffs?
Yeah, they do. It's a chance, but the fact that they added the extra game, you know, gives them an added incentive if you get hot. But it makes it difficult. The first month of the season in the past, in my opinion, has been evaluated because guys didn't play their starters in preseason. You still have a lot of teams that do that, but you still have some teams that have played their starters, just hasn't been, you know, a collective effort. They're still trying to find themselves. I think the Cleveland Browns and the Las Vegas Raiders are two of the teams that are still trying to find their own identity, and it's probably going to take a month of football to do it.
Lincoln, I'm pretty curious here. Going into the season, what was kind of the general expectations for this Raiders team?
Defensive dominance. Special teams plays a big part of it, but the defense was going to be one that set it off. The offense was just going to maintain, was due to maintain and not necessarily, you know, cause so many turnovers and shorten the field. But the offense hasn't done its point, part by getting first downs on for the Vegas Raiders, hasn't done its part collectively in getting first downs and scoring points. It's put it all on this defense, and that's one of the reasons why they're 1-2.
Who do you think needs this game more, the Raiders or the Browns?
I'm going to be selfish and say the Raiders. Come on, Alan.
I will say.
I mean, both teams, but you can't ask me that. I'm going to say the Raiders.
Well, I think so. What I was interested about is just the idea that the Browns, you know, the last time the Browns needed to win this bad was the Jacksonville game. They came out and dominated that game, even though it was a close score by the end of the game. I'm curious to see where the level of desperation with the Raiders is.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a level of desperation. I think what's happened is that going into the season, the Raiders thought that they could run the ball and establish a run. Well, they have yet to be able to do that. Put a lot of pressure on the passing game, and teams have made adjustments to take a lot of the things the Raiders do, you know, pretty well, take it away. So they haven't had a lot of other alternatives that have worked out for them. So, you know, and when I say, you know, and I haven't watched enough of Cleveland's games other than, you know, the past two to say that, you know, the Cleveland's in the same boat. I do think that we are trying to find themselves identity-wise because there are things that you were thought you could do effectively and it hasn't turned out that way.
Lincoln, you mentioned the passing game for the Raiders and Gardner Minshew last year torched them. You know, he had a little over 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Can you see him do that again this weekend against this Browns defense, especially knowing that most likely Myles Garrett's going to be playing?
Well, the thing when you go for the Raiders offense, it's hard for me to forecast or to predict what might be able to happen. I would like to see it happen, but this is a team that has only averaged less than 59 plays a game and hasn't really had a lot of success moving the football. We haven't seen a lot of success. I would love to say that this would be a breakout game for Gardner Minshew and they find a way to get this offense continuously going. But you are still going up against a pretty stingy defense in the Browns. There have been times where, you know, Gardner hasn't been able to sit back there and in a clean pocket and pass the football. They haven't had much of a running game. So it can go either way for both teams.
Lincoln Kennedy, former Raiders offensive tackle, now Raiders analyst in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So it's interesting, you know, Antonio Pierce, you know, at one point opened the door for maybe somebody else to play quarterback, then came back this week and said Gardner Minshew is the Raiders quarterback. I'm just curious, like, in terms of what they've asked Gardner to do, last year the Colts had him run RPO concepts, and he cooked the Browns defense, quite frankly. Right. Have they been keeping him solely in the pocket? Do you think that RPO game could come back this weekend?
I think that they're probably trying to find themselves and thinking about those options. But the thing is that one of the reasons why they wanted to go with Gardner Minshew in the first place over Aiden O'Connell is that Gardner is more mobile in a pocket that's hard to be sturdy and hard to be clean. If he was more mobile and being able to get out of places and do things, I have not seen them run a lot of the RPO action. They have had the hope to get this run game going, and who knows if they find a way to break it out. But they haven't been able to do anything up front that has anything consistent with an offense that can carry the load for a game.
More important to slow down in this game for the Browns, Devontae Adams or Max Crosby?
Devontae Adams. Max Crosby is probably going to be hobbled with a high ankle sprain, so we'll see how much he was, how effective he'll be.
You think Devontae's there long-term, or do you think some of the whispers, the noise that came out the last 2 years will come out again this year?
No, I think Devontae is there to stay. I haven't heard anything from him other than the grumbling that I've seen in the press, but I haven't heard anything from him.
So other than that, Antonio Pierce, I know he was I kind of love the story of interim coach, you know, goes into this, goes into that, gets a chance that, you know, lit the fire last year, now gets his chance to be the head coach. Do you think that he's got a long-term chance to keep this thing, or do you think it's important that he gets wins this year?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Well, I think it's important that he gets wins. There's no doubt about that. But I do think that it's a long-term chance because they found a coach that the team believed in and responded to. And it's been defensive-led, you know, by guys like Max Crosby. Now, a little banged up right now, but at the same point, this is a team that's being led by its players through a former player who knows what's best for them. And that, I think the ownership, Mark Davis, likes that and sees that. So, no, we're going to ride out this storm. We'll get it right. They've got enough players to get it right.
Sorry about that, buddy. So, you know, you look at the time in Vegas here, and it mirrors kind of the end in Oakland there where, you know, there have been some high water marks, there have been some low water marks. What does this team need to figure out to become a consistent factor in a seemingly pretty loaded AFC West?
How to move the ball and how to score. It's that simple. That's what they need to figure out. Everything else, I think, can come to its own. But they need to figure out how to move the ball and how to score.
I'd suggest a quarterback. Am I dogging Gardner Minshew there, or is that?
You are. It's not Gardner's fault. It's not all his fault. There's a collective effort there.
All right, I know you're a Washington guy. I haven't played there before being the number 9 pick in the 93 draft. How are we feeling about being in the Big Ten this year?
I'm happy to see the competition. I'm sad to see the Pac-12 gone. If you know, I mean, the history that surrounded the Pac-12 gone and everything that came with it. So I'm happy for the new beginnings.
So were you – I mean, okay, Kalen DeBoer puts Washington where it had wanted to be for a while. Then he goes to Bama. How are we feeling about this direction with Jed Fish and the ability to continue what Kalen DeBoer started?
Well, look, college sports and college football has changed dramatically with NIL. A lot of times it's going to go out to the highest bidder, if you know what I mean, or the people that have the most money, just free agency. So I support and salute anybody who thinks they're capable of building a program. Now, when I say thinks they're capable, because a lot of times there'll be short stays, like you said, with Kalen DeBoer. I mean, look, when the job came open, I knew that Kalen was going to take the job. And I supported him when he did. I was like, good for you. This is a step up. This is a job you can't turn away. But I'm sad to see him go. But for Jed Fish to step into Washington, I thought was a good hire for them because he had a plan in place on how to build a program. And so far, I've been pleased as an alumni to see what it's come out so far.
All right, I know this is a dangerous precedence here. Give me the prediction for Sunday.
I don't make predictions, guys. Just like I don't play fantasy. I'm hoping for a good game, and I'm hoping to find that these teams find themselves and find their ways.
All I heard was Browns 21, Raiders 17. Link, great stuff, man. Appreciate not just your time, but what you mean to that franchise. Always great catching up with you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. Have a good one.
Lincoln Kennedy there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.